We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're in the middle of Halacha Yudal, Beit Kuf Samach Tes, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing the challenge of not discussing the Lashon Hara with family members. We discussed that this is a common challenge. We discussed it comes up when parents are getting divorced, when parents are divorced, and also it can come up about siblings. And the Chafetz Chaim said we're not supposed to accept it. We discussed practical ways to try and put a stop to it. The Talmud says in Tractate Shabbos, "Mi sheyesh lo lemachot b'anshei beito, nitpas latid lavo al anshei beito." When a person has the capacity to guide his family, and he does not, so then he's held accountable for it. One of the things that's a balancing act is keeping charge of your home, of your family, of your kids, of your Shabbos table. You don't want to sit there with a whip. You don't want to sit there with a gavel. Attention, attention, right? You don't want to be the one who gives people rights to speak. Everyone should feel comfortable at a Shabbos table. You don't want people to raise their hands, right? It's a Shabbos table. We're sitting as a family. And the flip side is you have a responsibility to maintain a certain atmosphere, to maintain a certain level of speech. And that's a balancing act. You don't want the Shabbos table to be the time where you rebuke people. On the other hand, kids are going to fight with one another. They're going to misbehave. You have to figure out how you balance it. So that's a balancing act. That's part of your challenge as parents. So a person does have a responsibility also for the conversations that are taking place in the house. And so Al-Ken says the Chafetz Chaim, therefore, Ye'adam ragil tamid beveito lochech binyanim elu. A person should be accustomed to rebuking on these matters. V'rak b'lashon rakat, just be gentle. Be careful, people should understand the punishment for those who transgress and the reward for those who adhere to this mitzvah. So the first point I think can be accomplished. I saw this best in the house I visited Rabbi Goldenhirsch for a Shabbos meal, and I was so impressed. I asked my wife after we got engaged to go to them for a Shabbos meal. I wanted her to see how they run their Shabbos table. One of the things I saw at their Shabbos table was that at some point during the meal they would pause and the mother would teach a halacha from Shmirat HaLashon, halacha from the Chafetz Chaim. I saw this at other homes as well, that they would learn it and then discuss it. The fact that it's constant in our psyche, that we're aware of this, the fact that we learn it, makes it that we're more careful to adhere to it. I benefit greatly from the fact that we learn these halachot, because this keeps on reminding me to be aware of what I say. So at the Shabbos table, a nice way to perform what Chafetz Chaim said is to discuss the halachot, to learn the halachot. There are many books that give you practical stories and examples so that you can discuss it. If you're going to sit at the Shabbos table and when your kid says, "Ooh, Dad, you won't believe what Chaim did. We were on our way home and there was a girl just on the sidewalk beneath us, and he waited until she was right there and then he spat and it landed right on her nose, and he pulled back and she's looking and she tells her friend, is it raining?" And he's giggling, and then he continues down the sidewalk and he waits till she catches up, and you're thinking, wait, it's not right that Chaim did it, but it's also not right that Moshe is saying Lashon Hara about him. Now you're going to start giving a speech. Okay, Chaim. Okay, Moshe. How effective is that going to be? So you have to decide what the balance is in your home about what kids should tell and what kids shouldn't tell. We basically have a rule in the house that unless it's a safety issue, don't tell on your siblings. And we won't punish a kid. We won't take a kid to task over something they did if the only way we know about it is because a sibling told on them. And on the contrary, we'll tell the sibling who told, "Why'd you rat on your brother? That's not nice. Why are you saying bad things about him?" They know they're only allowed to tell us something about their sibling if it's something that involves a danger. It's a little bit not a complete formula, because you don't only want to know dangers. You want to know if one of your kids is pickpocketing people. It's not dangerous, right? But it's wrong. You want to know if your kid was suspended from school and he's not telling you, and he's spending the day at the park, but he didn't tell you. And it's not a perfect rule. It's a direction of thought for the kids, meaning it has to be serious enough that it makes sense that you shared it with us. It's not like that's the only thing you could tell us. There are things things that you understand as a sibling, it's our, we need to know as parents. But if you just told us because you want to get your brother in trouble, so then the one who told us is going to get in trouble over it. Because that's, again, we have to teach the kids also the concept of Lashon Hara. And they have to learn the balancing act. So sometimes the kid will come and say, I don't know if I should tell you this. Right? That, you understand that that's also a game. That's like, I want to tell you, I want to get him in trouble, but I know if I say, I'm going to get in trouble. So now you tell me to tell, and then I won't get in trouble, right? Kids are smart. Again, we all did the same thing, right? But in the house, Chavetz Chaim says, rebuke them, but gently. So I'm suggesting the application of it is the way we run the house. It's the systems we set up with our kids. The concept, it has to be live. And the final point the Chavetz Chaim says is probably the most important point. He says we have to be careful about ourselves. When we come home, we should not speak negatively about other people. Meaning the question is, what type of role model am I? If I come home and I start talking about the neighbor and the chazan for Shachris who messed up and the neighbor's kid who showed up late for shul and my conversation is all Lashon Hara about other people, so I'm training them that conversation should involve Lashon Hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, we have a responsibility to teach our kids and our family how to talk and not talk Lashon Hara. The first step is our own behavior. Because if a person himself transgresses this, aside from the prohibition, he's also destroying the education of the kids. Because then how could he tell them, you shouldn't say that? The kid will fire back. Well, you just said it, Lashon Hara. And what's the parent going to say? What he should say is, you're right, I shouldn't have said that. That's what the parent should say if he's honest, right? And generally, says the Chafetz Chaim, the rest of the family follows your lead. If you are accustomed at the Shabbos table to speak a certain way, they'll talk a certain way. If they see that you're not interested in that type of talk, they'll follow your lead. That's why a person has to be very, very careful about themselves with this. And then I'll have a much more pleasant life in this world and in the world to come. That's true. You spend the Shabbos table speaking negatively about people, so then you walk away from the Shabbos table feeling negative. You spend the day speaking positive, you walk away feeling positive. So that's the conclusion of this chapter.